Well, basically not a good day at the office. You know, I think anytime you go out and you have four giveaways in the first half, you know, it's not good news. I think we were down 26-0 at halftime. You know, I thought the guys hung in there in the second half, really in all three phases. Unfortunately, we dug ourselves too big of a hole against a real good football team at their place. And no matter what formula, you know, I think you know, everybody wants to blame somebody, but you know, that was a team defeat, and we all had our hands in it. Any questions?
John, do you think about Trubisky next week?
No, I don't think anyway. Even not even seeing the tape yet, you can pin that on the quarterback. I think, like I said earlier, everybody had their hand in that.
Without pinning it on quarterback, obviously, one guy, what would be the argument between?
Well, I think we got to get better as a football team. That wasn't Mike Glennon Bears. It was the Chicago Bears. It was our whole team. I think, you know, I haven't looked at all the stats and all the exacts, but there's a lot of people that had their hand in it, and we'll leave it at that. Well, I mean, again, if you go to the turnovers, I mean, well, you could call it an interception, but it's basically a sack fumble caught in the air. I'm not sure we ran a real clean route on the outcut. I think one of them was a special teams turnover. Mike wasn't even on the field then. So, you know, I didn't think our ability to run the ball very effectively in the first half was very good. So I think there was a lot to it. You know, we'll look at it, we'll evaluate it, and we'll move forward. Not really. You know, I think we got down there, we moved the ball right down the field a couple times, you know, in a hurry-up situation. And, you know, I thought it was a good experience for really everybody. We had a little bit of a makeshift line in there. And, you know, I think Mike commands that pretty well in a hurry-up situation. And we stayed that way.
You mentioned the route on the 6-6. Well, what happens there? What did you see?
Well, until we look at the tape, you know, I don't want to get too much into it. But, like I said, it's not a one-man game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not quite as bad, but not pretty. Well, I think anytime you play giveaway, you know, and our defense had their hand in it. I mean, there was three times we got them off the field on third down, and you know, we were sloppy with our technique and got called for holding.
I think Jordan Howard had like 7 yards or something.
Yeah.
Was the shoulder bothering him? Did that affect him today?
You know, again, I can't really say that yet. I've not talked to the player, but. You know, I'm sure a lot of guys out there were dealing with a lot.
How serious is the
possibility? Don't know the exactness of that. Won't know that till we do test.
Anything
on Josh? No. That's basically what we had was what was reported. Well, I mean, you got to give a little credit to our opponent. You know, I think again there were some poor decisions made, and we paid the price. You know, anytime you play in the NFL and you turn the ball over four times in the first half, that's about what it looks like.
John, were there things that Mike did today for you, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he made some good throws. You know, I thought he hung in there. He got hit enough. You know, but I don't think that loss was all about the quarterback.
What else?
All right, thank you.